This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. We're going to be talking about biblical provision, Amen. Giving, because Jesus spoke more about money than he did about heaven. What we do with our money is very important. It is a gift of God, and we need to do with our money the things that the Bible teaches. I am not telling you anything I don't do. I do this. The ministry does this. Anthony does this. This is important. We do it so we can proclaim it. I'm not telling you I need your money. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying God wants you to know provision. And provision is given to us by giving. Oh, yes. Be a giver. Let your name be known as being a giver. Jesus said, give and you will receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. Give and you shall receive. We do not talk about giving enough. It is so important. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Giving, giving. Are you a giver? I tell you, I am a giver by God's grace. By God's grace, I do not hold on to what I have. I do what God calls me to do, at least 10% of what I get in. I do much more than that. 10% doesn't mean anything anymore. You say, but I'm not meeting my bills now. Well, don't start giving and see the miracles of God. The Word of God says, as you give, he will open the windows of heaven. You need windows open today? I do. Then give. Jesus said, give and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garments.
Hallelujah. Father, how many times have you ever been able to outgive God?
Never. Because God gave us everything. What he gave us, Jesus.
But what if you give God today thousands and thousands of dollars? Will you be able to outgive him?
No, never. Never, never, never.
Why don't you try this week to outgive God? Try as hard as you can to outgive God. Father, what's going to happen?
Never. You'll never reach it. Because God is a giver. And you know what? We are his children. And we need to be like God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We need to be givers. No more do we need to hold back what we are told to give. At least 10% of what we make.
When I came to God, he told me to empty my bank account, give all the money I had. Wasn't much to God. Put it in an envelope and throw it in the box. I did it. And from that day, God has built my life upon him. My finances, the anointing, money being the least of it. He trusted me with his people, and he trusted me with his power. But first he wanted to see, Anthony, I gave you everything. What will you give back to me? Everything you have is because I gave it to you,
right,
including the breath you breathe. If I tell you to give all the money, will you give it to me? I gave it to him, but I tried my best. But like Father said, I couldn't outgive God.
Never, never, never. And our people as Catholics, we've never taught them the biblical meaning of giving. We almost make apologies for asking for money. But Jesus spoke more about money than he did about heaven. What we do with our money is so important. I'm not going to throw my money to the wolves. I'm going to throw my money to where God is, what he's doing in certain ministries. I send money to New York where these young and old people have a truck that they feed the poorest of the poor. not only with food, but with the Word of God. So some of my money goes to them because they're doing God's work. Some of my money goes to them every month because they're doing God's work. I remember people saying, well, the priest, when the basket comes around, don't go near the priest. That's not good. Go right to the priest first. He's called to be a giver, just like the people. Just like the people. I resent when people don't give me the box.
You chase it down.
I chase it down. Because it's all about what God wants us to do. I have, by God's grace, because I have been given. So if what I have been given, I have been given, I'm going to use it for the Lord's work. I'm going to spend it on Jesus.
It's all just a test to see if you have enough faith to trust God. When you get your check, God is looking. Can we give 10% before or after taxes?
Before. Before taxes.
So it's just a test. The Lord knows what you need. The Lord owns everything. The Lord wants to give you everything. And he's testing us. Sometimes before the Lord can promote us, he needs to test us. Yeah. In the realm of God, there is always a test. Adam and Eve had to go through a test. They failed. But in our life, before promotion, God needs to test us to see if he can give us more, to see if he can move us higher, because God can only give us what is good for our soul. God can't give us more money if we're consumed by money, and that money is going to eat us alive. God wants us to be detached from money. Amen. And attached only to his will. God told me when I started getting new jobs, Anthony, money is not real. Only my will is real. Amen. Only doing my will is real. But if you do my will in every single moment of your life, if you do what I ask you to do, you will never hunger or thirst for anything, spiritually or materially.
Hallelujah. And we've not taught our people about giving. We've made excuses. And I'm telling you, it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing. I learned how to give when I first got my job. I was making about $500 or $600 a month teaching. And so I gave a tenth to the Lord. I learned how to give. When I was in the seminary, when people gave me money, 10% went to the Lord. Because it was given to me, I wanted to plant seeds. It's all about planting seeds. Money equals seeds. My name is Johnny Appleseed, da 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 da, and I plant seeds everywhere I go. That's it. That's it. I remember being prophesied by someone in Philadelphia, whatever state it was. And she, in the spirit, put in her hand, it was in the spirit, one of those dandelions, and she started to blow on the dandelion. I saw them seeds, even though nothing was in her hand. Seeds were going every place. The seeds that she was blowing on. My money is seed. That's what my money is. It's seed. And I'm going to invest it in the Lord's work. Why? Because he tells me, give and you shall receive. You shall receive. People that put in $5 at Sunday is nothing. What's $5? My Lord, not $5, but what you have. Give a tenth to your parish. Let God know that you believe in his word, that you shall give and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. It's just wonderful. Our ministry, whatever comes into in season, 10% at least goes out every month. 10%. And you know what? Sometimes we've got to do more. It's all about seed. I remember going to my cousin Mary's house before I went into the seminary. And what we did in July 4th, we planted tomato plants. People would have told us it's too late. You have to do it the 31st of May. But no, July 4th, we planted tomato plants. And when no one else was getting tomatoes, we were. Why? Because we planted. We planted, and God gave us the harvest. Your money is seed. That's all it is, seed. When you think about money, what do you think about? Dead presidents on green pieces of paper. That's what it is. Not $100 bill. He wasn't a president. But have you ever given $100 away, my Lord? It's easier for me to write a check for $1,000 than to give $100 away. I do that. I do that because God told me to do it. When we have our days of glory in November, I am so generous because we need money to do what we need to do in November. And so I'm generous. I give thousands of dollars. And you see, God will not be outdone in generosity.
So God wants you to have a kingdom and heavenly mindset about money. When you are giving money, we don't want to have a mindset of lack, because in the kingdom of God, there is no lack. So as you are sowing, you don't want to think what you are losing. As you are sowing, you want to give joyfully and say, God is about to multiply what I give. This gift is going into the kingdom of God, and it is raising to the throne of God like incense. And this gift is going up to God, and God is going to release graces and power and love and trust as he receives this gift back upon earth to me. See, in heaven, we want to have a divine flow that we receive from heaven and we release upon earth. Then we receive from heaven and we give more to earth. Then that opens us up to receive more, to give more. We want to understand there's two kingdoms. God is about giving. The devil is about taking. God is about giving. The kingdom of darkness is about taking. As we give, it also protects our money. When what God can do with 90% of your money is infinitely greater than what you can do with 100% of it. What God can do with the 90% of your money as you give 10% to God, it is so much more than what you can do with 100%. When you give to God, it protects the fullness of your money, and it makes all your monies God's money. I don't want my money. I want God. I want to be a carrier of God's money. And when I have all of God's money and I rely not on my power, but God's power, then now God is my supplier. I'm not supplying for myself. Amen. Because I'll let myself down, but God will never let me down. God will never let you down. It is not even about money. It's about the state of our soul, and it's about our heart, why God calls us to give. It is the state of our soul, and it's about our heart, why God calls us to give. Because every time we give, and we give to it hurts, it takes faith. And a certain part of us dies so that a certain part of God can come to life within us.
Hallelujah. I remember telling you the story, and I'll tell it again, that Joe and Rhonda were in church one day. They had a little baby, and God told Joe to give the $10 that he had in his wallet to the Lord when they had the collection. And you know what? They found it difficult, but they did it. They did it. And when they went home, there was a check waiting for them. I tell you, you cannot outgive God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life. God did not send the Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Oh, yes. We are the children of God. We should be like the Father, givers. God so loved the world that he gave. We should be givers. And I'm going to tell you, God is into multiplying, not into dividing. I one day on radio got at the microphone and I started to sing 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. God multiplies, he doesn't divide. God multiplies, he doesn't divide. That's true. He multiplies. We get money in for radio to pay to the stations. None of us are paid. So what do we do with our money? We pay off the stations, and 10% goes to the Lord's work, not in season, but to other ministries, because God multiplies. He doesn't divide.
And when you plant a seed, it is just as much about the soil as it is about the seed you plant. You need fertile soil. So as you plant your money, you want to plant your money into great ministries, in the power of God promoting Jesus Christ. And as you plant into fertile soil, then the seeds will multiply easily. In my life, every one of my greatest breakthroughs have been tied into giving. Where the Lord, I've been watching a ministry, and I said, I want to bring what they have in this ministry to Glory Nights, or to my ministry, God. The power that that man or woman is walking in, Lord, I want to be able to walk into it for your glory and for your people. And then the Lord will give me a number, and he'll say, sow, Anthony, sow your seeds into that soil so I can produce a harvest in your life. And it wasn't little money. It was a quarter, half of all the money I had sometimes. But I did it. And you know what? I'm still trying to outgive God, and I still haven't been able to.
Amen. Amen. You cannot outgive God.
No matter how hard you try.
God wants to bestow upon you grace today. The grace of being a child of God. A grace that brings you not only into the kingdom, but that gives you the ability to bring others into the kingdom. When was the last time you brought someone to Jesus? When was the last time that you personally brought someone to Jesus? I don't know. I can't tell you what you do. But I do remember when I was a seminarian, I remember doing parish visitation. It was supposed to be census. It ended up to be parish visitation because I would stay at a person's house for a long time and I would pray with them. Everyone got prayed with. And so I saw God moving through the prayer of the faithful. And I learned that. Way before I was in the seminary, I learned that at the Cynical Retreat House, when we would have hundreds of people coming to our prayer meeting on Wednesday night, that I would be called to pray with people and to be generous, to be very generous.
So last night at the prayer meeting, it was absolutely amazing. God opened the heavens within two songs. There is a multiplicity and there is an acceleration occurring at St. John the Baptist on Wednesday night. The Lord spoke, tonight I am going to open the heavens. And he opened the heavens immediately. He said to get lost in my glory tonight. And I could see the mist in the haze. There was a haze of the glory of God that came down. And in that glory, there was such a lightness as God was lifting the troubles of the world and he was releasing the graces of heaven. He wants you to come. Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus came to give you rest. He wants you to come into the glory and the power, the love and the goodness of God on a Wednesday night. If you have burdens and you have troubles of the earth, Just come. You don't have to try. You don't have to do anything. You just come and you let Jesus pull away the problems of this earth so we can release heavenly realities upon you by the Spirit of God. Jesus said he was making us light, and then we saw him releasing the light of God, because it is the light of God that drives off all darkness, the light of God that takes heaviness off your life. And God wants us to be light and joyful like children. God delights in a joyful heart. God doesn't want you weighed down by the anxieties and fears of the world. The devil uses money to try to weigh you down because he attaches it to our heart. But when we don't have an attachment to money, then we become attached to heaven. God wants us to be light and joyful like children. Father, when the children play, they what?
They pray. When the children play, they pray. That's real. When children, I saw them at the beach one day, and I saw the incense going up to the throne of God. When the children play, they pray.
There were trauma cycles being broken. This was so clear that the Lord said, because of trauma, there's just patterns of behavior, just a circular thing where people keep coming back to the same point. You may keep coming back to the same point. Because God's time is circular sometimes, where God will keep taking you back to the same situation, the same point, until you get the lesson.
Amen.
Until you get the lesson. Because God wants you to break it in Jesus' name. God wants you to trust in him fully. So God was just coming with the battle axe. And he was saying, no more of these demonic cycles. I'm going to break it by the power and the Spirit of God. We saw lungs being healed. Lungs, that the breath of God, people with bad lungs. If you have lungs that are out of the order of God right now, we release full healing. We pray that the breath of God comes.
Amen.
And breathes in your lung.
Amen.
Breathes in your lung.
Amen.
We see cells being totally regenerated and revitalized in the glory of God at a cellular level. God is rebuilding and healing people. Blood diseases, we're leaving, because sin is always held in the blood. It can always be seen in the blood. And it may not be your sin. It may be your ancestors' sin, generationally coming down. But Jesus became a curse. So every curse was breaking. So we replace the sin of your ancestors, the sin of your past life in the blood, with the blood of Jesus, because in the blood of Jesus, there is all healing, there is all freedom, there is redemption, there is a new life. Jesus was releasing greater authority, and he's saying, you already have the keys to your life. You already have the keys to your freedom. You already have the keys to your breakthrough. Someone once told me they were at another church, and they saw in the spirit, everyone was handcuffed. They were handcuffed and they were bound, but they all had the keys in their hand to unlock these handcuffs. They just didn't know it. On the cross, Jesus said, it is finished, and he has given you victory. You need to be strong and assert the victory of Christ in your life. God said it is a house of miracles, and we're beginning to see it in a greater measure. There was healing of brains, patterns of thinking, neurochemistry in the mind, and the filters were being taken off. As a child, you went through trauma, you went through abuse, and the devil put a filter in the way you see people, in the way you see the world, in the way you think, because you're not seeing it as God sees it. You're seeing it through these lens and these filters of darkness, not by your own fault, but because what you went through. But Jesus is coming with his light now so that you can see clearly. Being divinized is to see things as God sees things. If our spiritual sight is sound, our whole life will be blessed. If your spiritual sight is good, your whole life will be blessed. Because God can only give you what you can see. He can only give you what you believe for. And God wants you to see as he sees, feel as he feels, and love as he loves. Why are we releasing what is happening at the meeting. Not only because we want you to come into the glory, but because you can receive the graces now through the airwave. You can receive the graces now through the airwave. As I release the power and the light of God, everything that was released last night, Father, release it now in Jesus' name. Release the power and the authority. I command every sickness to break. I command every depression to leave. Amen. I release the fire and the glory of God Amen. To fill you now. Father, keep praying.
The whole word is now. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time of healing. Now is the time of deliverance. Through the precious blood of Jesus the Messiah. Now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but now. God's name is in the present. I am who I am. He is not I was who I was. He is not I will be who I will be. He is I am who I am. Trust him today. Trust him in your present situation. Trust him and you will see a harvest. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season. Oh.